Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gotsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus and the Hardball Times. I said that funny. Anyway, you can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gotts. We're also on Instagram at Locked On Yankees. We have a YouTube channel, Locked On Yankees. You will be seeing video podcasts very soon. There's my teaser for the day. And you can also find me in the Spotify green room at Stace Gotts. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. Is anyone else still tired from last night? Because last night was a marathon and not fun. The Yankees ended up winning, but woo, that was a game. We'll have a recap of last night's game against Kansas City. We'll preview tonight's matchup against Kansas City, and I'll give you any news you need to know pertaining to the New York Yankees. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Oh, I mean, I'm still laughing about that game. It was ludicrous. It was every word that's a synonym of ridiculous. Just what on earth was going on last night with the Yankees pitching? I mean, the game itself, 0-0 till the seventh. And at that point, you're thinking, oh, here we go. They're not going to score runs again. They were shut out for how many innings was it? I forget the number. They were shut out in their entirety on Sunday. I witnessed that. And it looked like it was another one of those games. Thankfully, that didn't come to fruition, but my goodness. 4 blown saves in one game. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I saw a tweet last night that said the first time that happened was in a game way back on September 28th, 1995. It's the first time it happened for the Yankees, so congrats to the 2021 Yankees for having another first happen. Why does it feel like every first they have is a bad one? Brooks Kreske is the first pitcher to throw 4 wild pitches in an extra inning. The 2021 Yankees are the first Yankee squad to blow 4 saves. Wow, what's with the number 4? Okay, that's another odd thing. And it wasn't as if these were no-name guys that Aaron Boone had to use out of the bullpen because he couldn't use his premier guys. Sure, Aroldis Chapman wasn't there because he's hurt, but it was Zach Britton. It was Jonathan Loaisiga. It was Clay Holmes. And, oh, didn't I talk up Clay Holmes yesterday? You can blame me for that. I apologize, everyone. So, yeah, and then let's talk about Jameson Taillon, because he's doing more of the same. 6 shutout innings, only 1 run. It wasn't earned. 2 walks, only 4 strikeouts this time compared to 10 his last time out, but 6 solid innings from him. And he is really stepping up and becoming, dare I say, the Yankees ace at this point, because the Yankees' actual ace has COVID along with a bunch of other people. So Loaisiga was the first one to blow a save. Chad Green was the second. Zach Britton was the third. Clay Holmes was the fourth, though Holmes did pick up the win, and Wandy Peralta was the one who finally got the save. What a game. And, oh God, the Yankees. I always talk about the runners in scoring position because it's a conversation we need to have. They were 7-for-17 last night. They left 8 on base. Now, good signs from last night. Luke Voit is alive. after his horrible Sunday in which he left five guys on base all by himself. He was 2 for 5 with a home run. And he also, I just lost him. There he is. He drove in 2 runs. So good for him for stepping up there. Tyler Wade, 2 for 3. Also impressive. LeMahieu had 2 hits. Judge had 2 hits. Poor Stanton was 0 for 5. He left 5 on base, so that was not a good game for him. Gardner was 2 for 4. So, yeah, just what a game. The Yankees score their 8 runs on 11 hits. Kansas City scores their 6 on 10. Kansas City had 2 errors. Yankees had 1. So, as I said, the Yankees and Kansas City didn't score till the 7th inning. Then each of them scored 1 run in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Then they both scored 2 runs in the 10th. Like, what? Then the Yankees score 3 in the top of the 11th. And then Kansas City scores 1. And you're thinking, oh my God, not again, not again. No, 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 not again. They can't do it a 5th time. It can't happen a 5th time. And I know people were envisioning a walk-off grand slam or something crazy happening. Thankfully, it didn't. Thankfully, the Yankees won, so they're back on the winning track. But what a game. Just every time you think that things can't get wackier for the Yankees, and then they come out and have a game like last night's. Now, I will say this. If this were the first half of the season, they would have lost that game. They definitely would have lost that game. This team is playing differently in the second half, which is proven by their record. But there's a definite difference between the first half Yankees and the current Yankees. And it's a good difference. In a moment, we'll preview tonight's matchup in Kansas City. But first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Things are shaping up in MLB, so gotta look out for how everyone's doing, because we're down the stretch right now. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So tonight's game, I previewed it in the full preview of the series, but let's look at the matchup again, because it's Nestor Cortez against Daniel Lynch. Daniel Lynch, as I said yesterday, 2-3 with a 6.00 ERA. So he's 6 on the nose in 27 innings, 20 strikeouts. He made his debut on May 3rd of 2021. He beat the White Sox on August 5th, pitched 5 innings, gave up 1 run, on 4 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. Actually, his last 3 starts, he pitched 5 innings against the White Sox, 6 against Toronto, though he got the loss, and 8 against Detroit, and he got the win. He didn't give up a run in that Detroit game, didn't walk anyone, struck out 4. The Toronto game, he only gave up 3 runs. I say only because it's not as if he gave up 8 runs. And as I said, he got the loss. As for Nestor Cortez, he doesn't have a win, doesn't have a loss. He has a 2.15 ERA in 37 and two-thirds innings with 41 strikeouts. In his last game, he didn't get the decision, obviously, 5 innings. That was against Seattle. Pitched 5 innings against Tampa, 2 innings against Boston. But I think that was by design, right? I don't think he was supposed to be pitching more than 2 innings. So he's been one of the heroes for the Yankees, dare I say, this season. With all their pitching issues, he stepped in, he's doing a good job. That's all you can ask. It's too early in the day for lineups. Oh, Lynch is a left-handed pitcher. I forgot to mention that. So we'll see how the Yankees do against him. Oh, there is one thing I forgot to mention last night. Stanton may not have gotten any hits, but he hit a ball 122.2 miles per hour Now, he hit into a DP, of course, because that's all the Yankees do this season. They have between 105 and 110. They're somewhere in that area, which is amazing. That's another record that the Yankees will probably set in 2021. Again, this is a very strange season, but 122.2. Woof. That's a hard hit ball. My goodness. Aaron Boone was ejected from last night's game, so he missed a lot of the fireworks because he was ejected before the Royals made all those comebacks. So this is what he had to say after the game about the game itself, about Luke Voit's performance, because Luke Voit looked, as I said, much better last night than he did on Sunday. Here's Aaron Boone.
Aaron, just what was going through your mind as you're watching those innings unfold from the seventh on?
It's harder watching up in the clubhouse when you're on a little delay and you're just, just obviously living and dying with every pitch. But, that game's just kind of, I think, it's who these guys are. It hasn't been easy at all year, but they just keep on competing. They keep on coming. And so many people did stuff tonight, especially for the offense to come on later. I thought we had some good at-bats early on against Hernandez, but then he got in a groove and kind of just shut us down. But they strung together a ton of key at-bats over and over again. We got enough out of the pen tonight, and just proud on a scorching hot night. They just kept coming.
You mentioned the offense. Luke Voit had a pretty solid night. RBI single in the seventh, the home run in the ninth. He had spoken the other day about how disappointed he was in himself to not be able to come up in some key situations yesterday. Just what do you think a night means for Voit?
Yeah, he slowed down finally. First couple of bats, I think part of it is physically he feels really good, so he knows he can really cut loose and let it go. But I really felt like he made a really solid adjustment from his third at bat on, even into his last at bat where he smokes the ball to left for the out. Just being more under control, not trying to do too much, and trusting that, getting a good swing off is plenty. He doesn't have to hit it to the moon. And we see him easily go out the other way in a big ballpark and just put together some really good at bats. And that's him. He's first and foremost a really good hitter. And the power will be there when he's in good, solid position. But I just thought he made a really nice adjustment in the middle of the game and threw up quality at bat after a quality at bat from there.
Why did you take so much issue with the ball call?
I just felt like, he rolled into it and rolled right into his step off. And it's just such a bad rule. That's a balk. So, and I just felt like, as he started up, he went into his step off. I haven't even got to see it on replay. It's hard to pull up anything here. You're watching everything on a delay. So, I was a little frustrated with the call of the inning before, and I think it just spilled over, but probably something I shouldn't have done.
Dave Lennon, you have the next question.
Hey, Aaron, with Tyone going to get him after 87 pitches, you mentioned before it was a pretty hot night. Did you think he was just at the end of his rope there? I know you had the bullpen lined up, too.
I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily felt like he was at the end of his rope. I did think for as well as he pitched and his stuff was good, it was a little bit of a grind for him. He's, usually such a strike thrower that, it was a lot of – he wasn't throwing as many strikes as he normally does. And I think made some really sound adjustments in the game. Although I thought his stuff was really good. And obviously he pitched really well going into the seventh inning, but I just felt like, having Lowe set up there for the bottom and coming back around the top and knowing I got Greeny or Britt behind him, I was going to go hitter to hitter with him. And when Rivera, got the two strike hit on the breaking ball up the middle, I just felt like at that point I absolutely wanted to go to Lowe.
And I know you weren't in the making these decisions because you were gone by then, Aaron. But just for your bullpen, one or two guys can have a tough night, but it seemed like every guy tonight had scuffled in different spots, you know, whether it was losing guys count wise. I mean, how rare is it to see, to kind of see the whole squad have a tough night like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. You know, I thought Lowe was maybe a little bit off. I actually thought Britt stuff wise was again, really good. You know, obviously losing Merrifield on the walk kind of cost him. And then Lopez got him with a pitch up and out over the plate. But I thought stuff wise was good. And then look, I mean, these extra innings are tough to navigate when you come in there and you got a runner on second already. It's a little bit unique, and give the Royals credit. I mean, they battled and gave some really tough at bats and came up with some really clutch hits with, you know, two outs, two down to their last out strike. They kept coming. So credit to them, but it's not always going to be perfect, but these guys just, you got to continue to just move forward. The next pitch is the most important.
In a moment, more quotes from last night's game, or from after last night's game. But first, this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and then wait for the person behind the counter to order the parts on their computer, choosing only the brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using rockauto.com. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer, whether you're a person who fixes their car in their garage or a professional. They have everything you could need, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. So go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to every auto part need that you have. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. So Jameson Taillon, as I said, pitched well last night, but the poor guy had to sit there and watch the bullpen blow four saves. That must not have been fun. Let's hear from Taillon.
It was crazy. Me and all the relievers that had come out of the game were just sitting around a table in the clubhouse, and we have one TV that's kind of like from the high above home plate view that's live, and then there's the broadcast that's like delayed, so we're kind of like going back and forth between the two TVs, the live feed, and then we'd actually try to see what happened. But that was a crazy game. I mean, both sides, like anytime we needed a big hit, both sides got it. It was one of the weirder, wilder games I've ever seen.
I was going to ask you, have you ever been a part of a game that was like that, that continued on like that?
I may have had a few, but I don't think I've ever played in one, at least. It feels like forever ago that I pitched, but I was at least involved in tonight's game.
Another strong outing for you. Aaron Boone mentioned they thought even though you were having success, it was maybe a bit more of a grind for you tonight than other nights. Did you feel like that out there?
Yeah. I thought, especially early, I thought, like, I think I looked back and maybe the second or third inning and I had as many balls as I did strikes on the game. I thought I was kind of just like nibbling a little bit. All my stuff was good. The delivery was fine. I just thought I was kind of nibbling and my sights were a little bit off on like Higgy and the target and the plate and stuff. So after that, I thought we got a little more aggressive and that allowed us to get a little deeper into the game.
Through just 87 pitches, did you feel like you still had something left when they took you out?
Yeah. I felt like I still had something left, but you know, I was thinking in my head, like anytime you're getting taken out for a guy like Lowe or Chad Green or those guys in the back end of the bullpen, it's very understandable. You know, you bring a guy like Lowe into the game, it's one of those things, like he's a great option no matter what the situation is.
Like I was saying, it wasn't as if they were throwing guys out there who are AAA pitchers taking a roster spot. These are the guys that you want in a game like that, and it just wasn't happening for them. It was so weird. It was just so weird. What a strange game. I know they described it on Yankees.com as a weird, wild night, and it really was. That's the perfect way to describe it. And as I said in one of the earlier segments, this is a game that the first half Yankees would not have won. They really wouldn't have. They would have somehow lost that game in the bottom of the 10th, and they just kept going. So kudos to them. They've had so much stuff thrown at them in the last few weeks, and they're persevering, which is nice to see. So the Yankees really just need to take care of business this week. I can speak. They are playing two more against Kansas City. They have the Field of Dreams game against Chicago. Then they have an off day on Friday. Then they go to Chicago for two games, Saturday and Sunday. And while they're playing Kansas City and Chicago, the Red Sox and Rays will be playing a series against each other again. And this is a tough one because the Rays are in first place, Red Sox are in second place. Do you want the first place team to lose or do you want the second place team to lose? Because you're closer to the second place team, but you want the first place team to lose. I don't know. I've seen some people say they'd rather the Rays lose, but I don't want the Red Sox picking up any ground. I don't know, because they're the closest competition to the Yankees. What a conundrum. The AL East is amazing, isn't it? There's no other division in baseball like it. Literally. Oh, in case you didn't know, Luis Severino was part of a no-hitter. And this is something interesting, also, about the Yankees. They've had no-hitters, I believe, on every level this year. So this time it was Somerset and Severino, Sean Semple. Ooh, okay, Ron Marinaccio, I believe that's how you say it, combined to pitch the no-hitter for Somerset on Sunday against Bowie. And it was the first no-no in Patriots history. And I'm pretty sure I saw a tweet that every level, because Corey Kluber, remember Corey Kluber? Yeah, he pitched a no-hitter in May for the big Yankees. I believe Scranton threw one, and I'm pretty sure Tampa threw one. So, yeah, everyone who says the Yankees can't develop pitching, you would be wrong. No, I'm kidding. That doesn't mean anything. But it is kind of cool that there's been a no-hitter on pretty much every level of the Yankees. Before we end today's show, I would like to discuss a game I attended 12 years ago tonight. I know, 12 years isn't a big deal, but it was a fun game. It was the Sunday night game of the four-game series against the Red Sox in the new stadium. It was an ESPN game. It was a close game the entire time. Actually, I believe the Yankees were winning 1-0 heading into the top of the eighth. Then Victor Martinez hit a two-run home run to give the Red Sox a 2-1 lead. Then in the bottom of the eighth, Johnny Damon and Mark Teixeira hit back-to-back home runs off Daniel Bard, I want to say, from memory. I may have gotten that wrong. How many Bards are there? Because there are a few of them, right? Let me just double check that one. But yeah, that was a fun game. That was the night I declared that the 2009 Yankees were going to win the World Series. I felt it in my gut after that inning. I don't know. It was something that hit me. And I thought, yeah, they're definitely winning the World Series this year. I can feel it. I don't feel anything right now about 2021. So just so you know. So to recap, the Yankees win a wild, crazy, weird, annoying, let's never do that again type of game against Kansas City. Tonight, Nestor Cortez will be pitching for the Yankees as they look for their second win in a row. And who the heck am I rooting for? The Red Sox or the Rays? If you listen to this episode, let me know on Twitter. That's how I'll know you listened. So for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Bets. Betting on the Yankees doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Tuesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.